Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, January 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: appointments for COVID-19 vaccinations are filled through January 22nd. No more appointments are being accepted at this time. Hardy County and Hardy County Department of Health are working diligently to review scheduling and add the opportunity for more dates. They are requesting those who wish to make an appointment wait until next week to contact the scheduling number 863-773-4161. Once again, 863-773-4161. Your local events. On January 14th through the 17th, the SFSC Foundation will host their $1 million hole-in-one golf shootout at the Sun and Lake Golf Club in Sebring. All golfers are welcome. The cost is $10 for a bag of 10 balls, and you can purchase an unlimited number of bags until the 16th at 5:30 p.m. The top 12 closest to the pin will be asked to come back and try their best to swing for a hole-in-one on Sunday on the 18th hole of Deer Run, the Sun and Lake Golf Club. Hit the hole in one and you'll win $1 million. For more information, call 863-453-3133. Once again, that's January 14th through the 17th at the Sun and Lake Golf Club in Sebring. Your job's in Hardy County. Advanced Equine Dentistry is looking for an Equine Assistant Tech. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of Equine experience is required, and a driver's license is preferred. Houston Cars is looking for a part-time parts technician. Qualifications include a minimum of 1 year of previous experience, a valid driver's license with a clean record, a high school diploma or GED, and computer proficiency with basic math and memory skills. And CRH is looking for a machine operator, a high school diploma or GED, 3 or more years of machine operation experience, and a working knowledge of OSHA and safety principles are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message, as they'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 69 degrees out, feels like 71, partly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality is fair, the maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds south-southeast at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12 miles an hour. The humidity is ideal, 54%. Dew points 52, the cloud cover 43%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, partly cloudy in the morning and becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s with southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s with west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Friday night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Over the past quarter century, the U.S. has become one of the largest agricultural importers in the world, with imports up significantly from $27 billion in 1994 to $128 billion in 2019. AgriMarketing.com reports the role of NAFTA in 1994, superseded by the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement last year, has played a central role in this surge, with U.S. imports from Canada and Mexico up sixfold from $8.2 billion in 94 to $52 billion in 2019. A great opportunity is available for college students wanting to attend the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Nashville. According to AgWire.com, a term of interns is needed who will gain firsthand experience interacting with leaders of every segment of the cattle and beef industry. You must be able to work August 8th through the 13th in Nashville. Just complete a student intern application and send your college transcripts, two letters of recommendation, and a resume by April 15th. In less than 9 months, U.S. farmers and ranchers have collected a mammoth $23.5 billion in pandemic relief payments, according to the USDA, more than matching the $23 billion spent by the Trump administration to mitigate the impact on agriculture of the trade war with China. Meanwhile, Agriculture.com reports Ag Undersecretary Bill Northey called on Congress to increase the spending limit on what he likened to USDA's checking account.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. With the new year finally here, most people will look at making some healthy changes in their lives. What might be on everyone's list is exercising or eating healthier. Making smart decisions at the grocery store is now harder than ever, with food labels galore often confusing consumers and making claims that aren't necessarily backed by science. Author and speaker Michelle Payne is on a mission to educate both consumers and agriculture experts to better understand the other side.
And I go through the psychology, actually, in the book that shows where some of these labels target you and target what your interests and needs are. And in the food world, if we could get back to asking the question, is this food nutritious and is this food safe? We stay away from the BS claims, because the bullying claims really target those esteem and belonging needs.
Misinformation in food labeling, as well as ag in general, are often hurting the relationship between farmers and consumers. Michelle thinks that the best way to combat the misinformation is to be proactive.
But I would urge everyone who's out there, this is one of the biggest reasons to be proactive in speaking out for agriculture. Because the more misinformation that is put into people's brains, the harder we're going to have to work. So why don't we just get the right information out there in a meaningful way to people first, before some of this misinformation becomes more popular?
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Wall Street rallied today on expectations of more stimulus for the economy, although the enthusiasm was dampened by chaotic scenes in Washington at the U.S. Capitol. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, giving up much of an earlier rally, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high. Small company stocks did especially well as investors plowed money into the businesses that would be winners if Democrats can pump more financial stimulus into the economy. The Dow gained 437 points today to finish at 30,829. The Nasdaq was down 78 to 12,740. The S&P 500 was up 21 to 3,748. New York oil up 45 cents to $50.38 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Devontae Smith has become the first wide receiver to win the Heisman in 29 seasons, breaking the monopoly quarterbacks have had on college football's most prestigious award by beating out three of them. Smith says he was never confident about his chances.
I've had conversations, seen people send me things about it, kind of brushed it off. But honestly, I never sat up there and just thought about I could possibly win it.
Smith says he always wanted to be considered among the best players in Crimson Tide history.
Well, that was always the goal, to always try to leave my legacy and be one of the greats here. So after doing that, that kind of set the bar high. So I tried to only elevate from there and just get better.
He leads the FBS in receptions with 105, receiving yards with over 1,600, and receiving touchdowns with 20. He has dropped only two passes all season. Smith easily outdistanced Clemson's Trevor Lawrence. This is SRN Sports. Top 25 basketball saw number 4 Texas improve to 9-1 with a 78-72 win over Iowa State. Sixth-ranked Kansas is 9-2, beating TCU 93-64. Mississippi State overcame a 12-point halftime deficit to upset number 13 Missouri 78-63. It was number 23 Michigan State 68, 15th-ranked Rutgers 45. Spartans coach Tom Izzo.
But I thought tonight we played Michigan State basketball. We defended, we rebounded, we ran. But to out-rebound that team by 25, Hauser gets 14.
The Spartans out-rebounded Rutgers 45-25 to improve to 8-3. 18th-ranked Texas Tech was an 82-71 winner over Kansas State. Number 19 Clemson went to overtime to beat North Carolina State 74-70.
Finals from the NBA saw Brooklyn dribble past Utah 130-96, the LA Lakers 94, Memphis 92, Denver 123, Minnesota 116, San Antonio 116, the LA Clippers 113, Chicago 111, Portland 108. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, a clean house is usually the sign of a broken computer. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.